Hello, and welcome to the Tally and Threat Intel weekly podcast for the week commencing the 8th of April, 2024. In InfoSec news this week, programmers are being urged to update their Rust versions after security experts working on the language addressed a critical vulnerability which could lead to malicious command injections on Windows machines. GitHub have rated this vulnerability as a critical severity with the maximum CVSS score of 10 out of 10, and unauthenticated attackers can exploit it remotely in low-complexity attacks without user interaction. This flaw is being tracked as CVE-2024-24576. It affects the Rust standard library, which was found to be improperly escaping arguments when invoking batch files on Windows using the library's command API, specifically the standard process command. Quote, an attacker able to control the arguments passed to the spawn process could execute arbitrary shell commands by bypassing the escaping, according to Pietro Albini of the Rust Security Response Working Group, who wrote this advisory. The main issue seems to stem from Windows cmd.exe, which has more complex parsing rules, and Windows cannot execute batch files without it, according to the researcher at Tokyo-based Flat Security who reported the issue initially. Albini has said that Windows Command Prompt has its own argument splitting logic, which works differently from the usual Command ARG and Command ARG APIs provided by the standard library, which typically allows untrusted inputs to be safely passed to spawned processors. Rust released version 1.77.2 on Tuesday this week, saying that every version that came before should be now considered vulnerable. The language is a fan favourite, routinely topping Stack Overflow's rankings for how enjoyable developers find Rust to use in their work, and Googlers hail its productivity benefits. It's also one of the newer memory-safe languages national security authorities are urging developers to adopt in favour of older technologies such as C and C++. The issue affects more technologies than just Rust, however, with Erlang, Go, Python, and Ruby also being affected and having updated their respective documentation pages to raise awareness of this issue. A threat actor is reportedly using a PowerShell script which was likely created with the help of an artificial intelligence system such as OpenAI's ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, or Microsoft's Copilot. The adversary used the script in an email campaign in March which targeted tens of organizations in Germany in order to deliver the Rhadamanthus information stealer. Researchers at the cybersecurity company Proofpoint attributed the attack to the threat actor tracked as TA547, believed to be an initial access broker or IAB operation. TA547, also known as Scully Spider, has been active since at least 2017, delivering a variety of malware for Windows. Recently, this actor started using the Rhadamanthus modular stealer, which constantly expands its data collection capabilities, recently adding clipboard browser and cookie manipulation and gathering. The info stealer has been distributed since September 2022 to multiple cybercrime groups under the Malware as a Service or MAS model. According to Proofpoint researchers, TA547 impersonated the Metro Cash and Carry German brand in a recent email campaign. Analyzing the PowerShell script that loaded Rhadamanthus as part of this campaign, researchers noticed it included a pound hash sign followed by specific comments for each component, which is uncommon in human-created code. The researchers note that these characteristics are typical to code originating from generative AI solutions such as ChatGPT, Gemini, and Copilot. While they cannot be absolutely certain that the PowerShell's code came from a large language or LLM solution, the researchers say that the script content suggests the possibility of the threat actor using generative AI for writing or rewriting the PowerShell script. The evidence is compelling when viewing it side by side with other similar LLM outputs, but in my opinion, we are still at the stage where conflating AI with malware is mostly overreacting, AI is acting as somewhat of a playing field leveler, allowing less sophisticated actors to deploy some of these types of payloads, but it doesn't appear to be breaking any ground for advanced payload development itself at this time, based on currently available information. And Change Healthcare is allegedly being extorted by a second ransomware operation mere weeks after recovering from the ALF-5 attack. The group Ransom Hub have claimed responsibility for this attack, saying it has 4 terabytes of the company's data containing personally identifiable information, or PII, belonging to active US military personnel and other patients, medical records, payment information, and more. The perpetrators are demanding a ransom payment from the healthcare IT business within 12 days, or the data will be reportedly sold to the highest bidder. Quote, Change Healthcare and United Health have one chance in protecting your client's data. The data has not been leaked anywhere, and any decent threat intelligence would confirm the data has not been shared or posted. In the event you fail to reach a deal, the data will be up for sale to the highest bidder here. If the criminal's claims are true, Change Healthcare will now be mulling over whether to pay during a difficult time for the company after having only just recovered from its earlier February attack. The organization is alleged to have paid $22 million ransom to Alt5 following the incident, a claim made by researchers monitoring known Alt5 crypto wallets and one backed up by RansomHub. However, Change Healthcare themselves have never officially claimed this to be the case. If all of the claims are true, it means the embattled healthcare provider is deciding whether to pay a second ransom fee to keep its data safe. The natural questions to ask in response to seeing a critical service provider hit by two different ransomware crews in quick succession is why and how has it been allowed to happen? To answer the why, the prevailing theory among the InfoSec community at the moment is that Alt5 pulled what's known as an exit scam after Change allegedly paid its ransom initially. While the ratios vary slightly between gangs, generally speaking, ransomware payments are split somewhere in the region of 80-20, 80% for the affiliate which actually carried out the attack and 20% for the gang itself. It's believed that Alt5 in this instance took 100% of the alleged payment from Change Healthcare, leaving the affiliate responsible for the attack without any commission. Angry and searching for what they believe they were owed in this instance, this disgruntled affiliate is thought to have retained much of the data that was stolen and has now switched allegiances to RansomHub in one last throw of the dice in order to try and earn themselves a payday, or so the theory goes. If true, it would provide a clear lesson to any organization thinking about paying a ransom, as if another example was needed. An alternative theory does propose that Alt5 have just rebranded as RansomHub. A group security researcher, SOC Radar, have said that the group only spun up in February this year, the same month Alt5 hit Change Healthcare as one of its final attacks. There's no concrete evidence linking Alt5 to RansomHub, at least at this time, however. Thank you very much for listening to the Talion Threat Intel Weekly podcast. Please don't hesitate to contact us should you wish to discuss any of the items outlined here, and thank you very much for listening.